Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Kim Marsh, good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing? You well?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, I'm very well. Hope you are too.
I am doing really well, thanks. Yeah, excited to talk to you and talk about being committed to the bit. Did you get a Cruella de Vil tattoo?
I did, indeed. Yes.
Legend. Where did you get it?
Well, you see, I think it's quite common knowledge that I love a tattoo.
Yeah,
I've got several. Some of them, shall we say, are better than others. There's a couple that were like I wanted to have covered.
Yeah.
And I had a tattoo on my ribs that I didn't like. And so I'd been thinking for a long time about what to get and couldn't think of anything, because this time I wanted it to be something that meant something,
yeah,
that gave me a memory or whatever. Anyway, I've loved playing this role so much that I decided to put Cruella onto my body for the rest of my life.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. That's how much fun I'm having.
It's a good sign. It's a really good sign. And tell me, are rib tattoos as sore as I think they might be?
Oh, they're dreadful.
Yeah.
Honestly, I tell you, the air was blue that day.
It really was. Is it the most painful one you've had?
Definitely, yeah.
Right.
The most painful. Yeah, okay. Without a doubt. And it took 4.5 hours, so it was a long time of... You know, laying still.
Yes, and not trying not to breathe too much. But Kim is going to be Cruella de Vil in 101 Dalmatians, coming to the Gaiety Theatre in September, the 17th to the 21st of September. Kim, talk about getting this role as Cruella. It's got to be a dream, right?
Oh, I mean, if you're going to play a villain, play the most iconic villain you can think of. You know, I'm having so much fun with her. She's such a great character. You know, from the moment I read the script, I was completely hooked. And, you know, there was just no way I could turn it down. She's obviously, you know, evil.
Yeah.
And she's got this, you know, she's a villain and she's really insane.
Just a little bit, yeah.
A little bit. But she's also so funny and camp. And she's just, you know... The outfits that she wears and I've had an absolute ball playing her. She's just fantastic.
Brilliant. And how do your own dogs feel about you playing such a villain? Are they aware at all?
I mean, no, not at all. But I am a massive dog lover, as I'm sure everyone knows. I have two beautiful dogs. But unfortunately, they're not with me while I'm on tour.
Aww.
So, yeah, I know.
Surely they could make the journey across to Ireland. I mean, come on, it's not that far.
I know. Who looks after them when I'm working? I've got to make sure they're taken care of.
If you want me to put the call out to the nation to get a dog sitter while you're on stage in Dublin, I can absolutely do that for you, Kim Marsh. There's no problem at all.
Oh, thank you.
And come here, talk to me about the show itself. I mean, this is a question everyone's going to want to know, and I think I already know the answer, but are there 101 real-life Dalmatian puppies on stage at any one time?
I mean, could you imagine if that was actually the case?
I would love it.
It would be chaos. No, that's not. Obviously, the dogs are our puppets.
Yeah.
The most wonderful puppets. And the puppeteers are just exceptional. It's just fantastic work. And it's all done very, very cleverly. And we may have a surprise.
Okay.
There may be, you know, a surprise at the end.
An extra reason for someone to go and get a ticket, perhaps?
Yeah, no, it's wonderful though that the puppets are exceptional, and a lot's gone into this production, an awful lot.
It certainly sounds like it. And how does the voice hold up to night after night singing again?
That's been my biggest challenge.
Has it?
I have to say. Well, it's funny because obviously I started out as a singer. That's how people knew me, and then you know I went into Coronation Street, and from there I've just done more and more acting roles. So actually, I haven't had to sing like this in about 20 years.
Wow!
So my voice was like, "What are you doing, woman? What is going on?" It's like, no, you've got older. You've dropped 2 octaves. I mean, there's no way, you know. But so actually, I found that the hardest part, that's been my biggest challenge really, is being able to A, sing it in the first place, and B, sustain it for as long as I do. But we have amazing musical director and everything that works with us. So, you know, we've been very fortunate there. And I rose to the challenge.
Brilliant.
I still rise to the challenge.
Yes, you do. That's been your life's motto, I think, Kim Marsh. And tell me this, did you go back into the studio and record a song for it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How was that experience?
Yeah. That was great fun as well. That was really good fun. I mean, I have actually been in a recording studio, but I was just doing backing vocals for my own daughter.
Oh, that's cute. Nice.
that's been great.
Brilliant. And does it make you hungry for maybe, you know, going back to your roots, back to the singing thing, or is acting really where you're finding your happiness these days?
I mean, you never say never to things, because I think that would be silly, but it's not something that's kind of heavily on my agenda. Mm. I mean, I, you know, more musical theatre is a nice thought. I'd like to do some more plays, some more theatre work, a little bit of drama, maybe TV dramas or something. If I can get to do both, that'd be great. But I don't think being a recording artist again is necessarily on my on my radar.
But yeah, Kim, look, Michelle, you're a Coronation Street character, of course, engaged to the wonderful Mr. Keith Duffy. when everything, you know, happened for Michelle, didn't she move to Ireland?
Her parents still lived there, didn't they?
Yeah.
She is Irish. So, I think they said she was from Kildare. So, I believe she did. I believe that's where she went to. That was certainly her last known sighting, was in Ireland.
Was in Ireland, right. So, we'll keep an eye out for her and see if we can spot her. Would you ever consider it? Have you spent much time here yourself?
I spent a little bit of time on and off. You know, I've done quite a lot of work in Dublin. I came there with Hearsay back in the day.
Yeah, I actually interviewed you back in the day, would you believe? All those years ago.
Yeah, did you? Yeah, we used to come out for the awards that were over there, you know, and I've been there since then doing different TV shows and various different things like that. And we've always loved Dublin, to be honest, like one of my dad's favourite places. He used to love coming over there, but I think that was for the Guinness.
Well, understandably so. You won't get it any better anywhere else, that's for sure.
I know. I'm going to make a point of going to the factory tour when I get there.
Oh, do. It is genuinely brilliant. Tell me, have you ever been to the Gaiety Theatre?
No, I haven't. This will be the first time.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, so historic.
I'm so excited. That's one of the best parts of being on tour, I think, because tour can be quite a lonely life and it can be quite, you know, being away from your family and, you know, living out of a suitcase. It has its moments where you're a bit like, oh, but I think that one of the best things about it is being able to visit beautiful cities and visiting beautiful theatres. And I believe the Gaiety is fabulous. Yeah, so yeah. I'm very, very much looking forward to that.
Amazing. Well, listen, the quick fire round before you go, I ask all my guests these questions, so go for it. Okay. Number one is, what is Kim Marsh currently obsessed with?
Oh, to do with crime and investigation documentaries.
Really? You sound exactly like my wife.
I'm so obsessed with it. I'm looking for the newest one all the time.
And is it just the ones on the TV, or do you the podcast, do you read the books? What type of ones do you like to go for?
Oh, anything and everything. Right. I mean, at the moment, I'm doing TV, so I've just finished watching the Lacey Peterson documentary when she went missing, which was horrific. But I'm obsessed with all that true crime stuff.
Yeah, you're definitely in good company there. I think lots of people around the country are nodding right now. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh my goodness!
Come on, you've been in the game long enough now to have some good numbers in there.
Goodness,
I think.
Yes, I have. I've obviously got a lot of the Corey characters in there.
Yeah.
And I've got...
And pop stars, I'd imagine.
Yes. I've got... Oh, Paul Scholes.
Oh, Kim Marsh. Back of the net. Yeah. As a Man United fan, that has done it for me. That's the best answer we've had in a year on this show. Let me just categorically say that now. Brilliant. Scholesy, amazing.
You.
Oh, listen, we've other people say Madonna and whoever. I'm like, no. Paul Scholes. Kim Marsh has got Paul Scholes' phone number. That's my one. Come here, think back to when you were about 8 years old in school and you opened your lunchbox. What was inside?
Oh, my mum used to give me these sandwiches that were like salmon paste.
Wow. you weren't popular.
No, they were horrible. Or if I was lucky, I got a jam sandwich.
Okay.
That's what I got. That was like my ideal. And then like a yogurt of some kind and a biscuit, like a club biscuit or something like that.
Listen, I like everything bar the salmon paste sandwich. And Kim, the final question I ask all my guests, and I ask because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes, I do.
I like
to. But thinking about it, I think I only wash the bottom because I wash my feet.
Yeah, see, that's I've had so many people who, when I've asked the question, they've had to kind of motion what they do in the shower to see whether or not they actually do it. But you're a definite leg washer.
I think I am, yeah.
All right, well, listen, no matter whether you are or aren't, we still love you. We want you to come over and we can't wait to see you in Dublin in the Gaiety. So 17th September to the 21st for Cruella de Vil's performance in 101 Dalmatians. Kim, thanks a million for taking the time to have a chat with me.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.